Matt Flynn Direct is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that mid. Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM. WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right back to the front lines of history in the making, and I'm going to respond to CJ of Madison, who called in, and he raised three issues. And he says he is for the election, the re-election, for the re-election of Ron Johnson. I'm opposed to the re-election of Ron Johnson for a lot of reasons. One of them being he broke his word, said he'd run for two terms. Now he's running again. But there's a lot of other reasons too. And they all come up in CJ's defense of Ron Johnson. So let me get right to what he said. First of all, CJ said that he is for Ron Johnson because he thinks the Democrats have mishandled the COVID response and that will hurt Joe Biden. Give me a break, okay? Give me a break. Ron Johnson is the guy who held an anti-vax forum over in La Crosse about the dangers of vaccine. He himself has not been vaccinated. He's with the anti-vaxxer party, the anti-masker party. When these people do get vaccinated, they do it on the sly and don't tell anybody and then attack vaccines. Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity have both been vaccinated because Rupert Murdoch sent a memo to the Fox newsroom and says, you're vaccinated or you're fired. So they all got vaccinated. Then they go on the air attacking vaccines and disguising the fact that they were vaccinated. The reason that about 30% of the country have not been vaccinated is because of the Republican Party. And that 30% stops us from reaching herd immunity, and that 30% gives a playground for the virus to continue to mutate. If 90% of us were vaccinated, we wouldn't have had Omicron, we wouldn't have Delta. That is the Republican Party, not the Democratic Party. Biden has done everything in his power to get people vaccinated. Provided the vaccines for free. Dr. Fauci has spoken about it. The CDC has spoken about it. And in return, Dr. Fauci has gotten death threats against him and his family. So let's not be talking about COVID. You do not mention the rope in the house of the hangman. You do not mention the rope in the house of the hangman. For a Republican to say Biden's bad on COVID and Trump and Johnson are good on COVID, and Johnson also said he's for ivermectin, he's for mouthwash. The guy isn't in the ballpark. Now, the next thing that CJ raised was Russia. He says that Adam Schiff spent millions of dollars on a fake investigation, that there was no Russian problem with Trump. Let's review the bidding on this one immediately. Trump is servile to Putin. Trump said he doesn't trust the CIA and the FBI. Therefore, Ron Johnson said he doesn't trust the CIA and the FBI, even when he was chairman of the Subcommittee on Homeland Security and they reported to him. Russia hacked into our elections. Trump and Ron Johnson deny that. That's false. Russia wants to break up NATO and the EU. Trump said he doesn't see why we're in NATO, might withdraw us. And he attacks the EU. He supported Brexit. He supported every attempt to break it up. He supports what Putin wants. And Ron Johnson supports what Putin wants. That investigation was absolutely essential. Trump should have been impeached. Crooked William Barr lied about the Miller report. Miller himself was a Republican and took a dive. Didn't get into the financial bribery of Trump by the Russians. Said, I'm not an accountant. I wasn't asked to look at finances. That's false. The only reason Trump is president is Jim Comey, who's also a Republican, who's head of the FBI, announced that he was investigating Hillary Clinton just before the election that sunk her. He was also investigating Trump. He was investigating Trump for treason with the Ruskies. He was investigating Clinton because somebody said she'd use a personal email account on some things, even though it wasn't compromised. People got a false impression. The Republicans put in Trump as a result of all this. But the third thing that CJ raised, and that is immigration, is something that I want to caution Democrats about. I've said before on this show, I do not agree with the Democratic Party's stance on immigration. It's much more subtle than people are giving it credit for. First of all, it is true that we need guest workers. There's no question about that. If you snapped your fingers and everybody who is here, you can call it an illegal immigrant, an undocumented immigrant, whatever you want to call them, and they immediately got returned to their home countries, hotels, motels would close down, the agriculture industry would close down, so would meatpacking and foundries. These are very hardworking people. They have a real good work ethic. And the solution to me is to issue work visas. And you come in and you work for a period of time and then you leave. And you can put in for legal immigration, but this isn't being done under the counter. That's number one. Number two, you cannot continue to have several hundred thousand people a month coming into the country. It's not only people from Latin America, there are people from Saudi Arabia and Yemen who realize they all they have to do is come to Central America and they can get in. That's got to stop. You can't be giving people tickets, show up in court a month from now, and they disappear into the population. We've got to face up to this. We have lost votes in Texas and Arizona in Latino districts. And Latino congressmen, American congressmen down there of Latino descent have said, you've got to do something. This is a wake-up call. You cannot continue simply to have the far left dominate our immigration policy. So on that one, while I think that CJ overstates it, and I also think that CJ is ignoring the fact that this has been going on forever, and that if we didn't have workers, you would not have hotels, motels, agriculture, meatpacking plants, and foundries. And it is a profound issue. There is truth to the fact that we've got to secure our southern border. Go to the lines. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick?
Well, first of all, the situation with the vaccine, I'm tired of this heaping praise on Trump for bringing it. And here's why. First of all, he gutted all kinds of agencies and labs that were working with this type of thing. His first year in office, we might have been able to even keep this from getting near as bad as it got had we had the interaction we had with other countries around the world. But, you know, but then secondly, even if he did, even if he was totally responsible for bringing us that, which I understand could have even been faster had he not done the things I mentioned, why are you not an advocate for the very thing that you claim to have created, the vaccine? He wouldn't even advocate for its use. But I'm totally sure that if Hillary Clinton would have got elected, she wouldn't have shut down these labs and that we would have still been interacting with China and countries all around the world, and maybe this scourge wouldn't have been near as bad as it is. Just a thought.
Yeah, that's a good point, Dick. And, you know, I've said this before. I'm going to say this again in clear terms. The Donald Trump is spearheading the destruction of our democracy. That's got to be the first thing right on the table. This individual is an enemy of the country. Having said that, I will say that occasionally you give the devil his due. Give the devil his due. And there are two things that he did do that do not make up in any respect for his trying to destroy our democracy and the need to keep him out of office. I want to make that clear. But objectively speaking, you have to recognize something, and that is this. Number one, he started this movement called Operation Warp Speed to develop a vaccine in less than a year. Vaccines usually take years. Starting in February or March of 2020, culminating in a vaccine in December, 9 months, they developed a vaccine. He didn't develop it. Scientists developed it. But without government support of it, money for it, and then what, guaranteed contracts. We will take hundreds of millions of these. You know, you have a market, in other words. We're not going to have folks go out and try to raise the money on their own. That was a huge development, and he blew it by not only not taking credit for it, but attacking it and attacking Burks and Fauci and getting up there when he got COVID and taking off his mask and making the Secret Service agents drive him around so he could wave. And then they got COVID. They got COVID. So did a lot of other Secret Service agents. So, yes, he blew it. Yes, it is true to give the devils his due. He did that, but he squandered it immediately by attacking it. The second thing that he did do, and that is something we should build on to give only the devil his due and not reinstate him for attacking our democracy, which is an existential destructive thing he's doing. He put into effect the Abraham Accords. He went to moderate Arab governments and he said, you're going to recognize Israel, and then we're going to do this for you and that. United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, Morocco. Sudan is a pathology state. We just bullied them into doing it. That model should be continued elsewhere. When we're dealing with Islamic countries, you recognize Israel, or else we are not going to have you attack the West just metaphorically through Israel. Anyway, the lines are alive. We're going to a break. 844-967-2789. Do not hang up. Get back to you right after the break.
Cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down.